Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word this morning here in Psalms about the Exodus. And we thank you, Lord, that we can hold fast to your words. And through Apostle Peter, that said all these things were written down for our edification, on whom the end of time has come, Lord. So we're excited to see you in the scriptures and see what you desire and see what you don't desire and what is an abomination to you. So enlighten our hearts, our eyes, to hear what we need to hear in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, family. It's Psalm 106, verse 19 to 23.
They exchanged the glory of God for the image of an ox that eats grass. They forgot their Saviour who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and awesome deeds by the Red Sea. Therefore he said he would destroy them. Had not Moses, his chosen one, stood in the breach before him to turn away his wrath from destroying them?
You read this, you know, and you just perceive the greatness of God, you know, in working and bringing all the idols to their knees there in Egypt. Everything that man worshipped, the things that were made by God, they were worshipping, and here they've gone back to that type of worship. And as it said, yeah, they exchanged the glory of God for the image of an ox. And the glory of God is everything about him. The glory of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, knowing everything, are all powerful, all knowing, all powerful, and everywhere, you know. And then the greatness, you know, that they are family. We've got a Father, we've got the Son, and we've got the Holy Spirit, very much like a mother. You know, and that's just thinking about that. I mean, that's amazing. And then that which they're wanting to bring about is their purpose on earth as it is in heaven. And in doing that, we each need to find our inheritance, our place, what has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life for us. So that's just, you know, when you know those things, it's real stupidness to turn away from a living God. And we can see why God was angry and why his wrath was poured out. I mean, we were reading yesterday, just after he had swallowed up all these evil people, and then the Levites, they thought they were also equal to Moses, or they wanted Moses, no, Moses, yeah, they wanted his, you know, that which was delegated to him. They wanted that position of high priest. And then he wiped them off the earth. 150, well, how much? 150, 14.
14,700.
No, that's later, my sweetie. It was first 150, 250, yeah, that he just burnt them up. Then the people come. And they say to Moses and Aaron, "You have murdered the people of God." You know, so yeah, they are so deceived. And then a plague started going out among them, and Moses quickly said to Aaron, "Go out and do the necessary sacrifices to stop." And in the little time that he could go and do the sacrifices, 14,700, am I right, sweetie? Yeah, 14,700 of them passed away. So you see a mankind not desiring their God, not thinking maturely, not thinking. I mean, you're turning away from such beautifulness, and it was just because Moses and Aaron stood in the gap and prayed that the Lord saved them. But this is all has left us in beautiful examples that we've gotten no excuse, guys, when we see, you know, what God hates and what gets man nowhere, and when we see the goodness of God towards mankind. It's, you know, we got no excuse now that he has moved and he's given us everything in Christ Jesus. I think of that one scripture, blessed be God the Father. He's blessed. Why? Because he has given us everything in Christ Jesus. Okay, the scripture goes, blessed be God the Father who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, just as he predestined us in Christ to be holy and blameless before him in love. So, I mean, that is saying the original intention of God is just so beautiful, and he's now blessed again is because it's been made available to us. And so, guys, we got no excuse. We got to stick to this living God, flow with this living God, and worship this living God in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Amen.